VOA News. The White House said Wednesday that President Trump and Russian leader Vladimir Putin will not hold a second summit until next year. National Security Advisor John Bolton said Trump wants to wait until after the investigation is complete into the Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A new Quinnipiac University poll said Americans believe by a 51-35% margin that the Russian government has compromising information about President Trump. The Gaza Health Ministry said three Palestinians were killed Wednesday in Israeli strikes east of Gaza City. The Israeli military said it was targeting Hamas military posts in the Gaza Strip after Israeli troops on the border came under fire. An Israeli officer was wounded by a Palestinian sniper. The Islamic State terrorist group has claimed responsibility for a series of suicide bombings and other attacks Wednesday in southern Syria, killing at least 204 people. Multiple bombers blew themselves up near a market and a busy square in the city of Sweida. At least 180 others were wounded in the attack. The U.S. Treasury Department has placed sanctions on five groups and eight individuals linked to Syria's chemical weapons program. The agency said the targeted groups and people were important parts of a network that obtained electronics for the Syrian agency that develops the weapons. The polls have closed and vote counting is underway in Pakistan, where nearly 106 million people cast their ballots in Wednesday's violence-marred general elections. Just hours after voting began, a powerful suicide blast outside a polling station in Quetta killed more than 31 people and wounded 40 others. This is VOA News. The United States and the European